Christians mourn their relatives beheaded by ISIS, by Jared Malson, Al-Or, Egypt. The 21 men have been declared martyrs by the Coptic Church. In the yard of the Coptic Church in the village of Al-Aur, dozens listen to the words of a preacher speaking into a microphone. His words rise and fall as he says, "The life we live is but numbered days that will quickly pass," the Bible says. His words were intended to comfort a congregation mourning 13 of its members, who are among the 21 men slaughtered on a Mediterranean beach in a video released last week by the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, ISIS. Al-Aur is in Egypt's Minya province, 150 miles south of Cairo, a farm community of some 6,000 Muslims and Christians living in brick, mud, and stone houses. Following the spectacular murders of its residents, the town was thrust to the center of the crisis emanating from Libya, where ISIS have established a foothold in the chaos of a civil war. "I felt peace knowing that they died as martyrs in the name of Christ," says Bashir Estafanis Kamel, 32, whose two younger brothers and one cousin were among the victims. Kamel says he watched the video depicting the men's execution as soon as it was available. Of course, the first reaction was sadness at being separated from family. In Christianity, a person is considered a martyr if they are killed because of their faith. Christian martyrs include many early Christians, such as St. Peter and St. Paul, and more recent examples are priests and nuns killed in German concentration camps or during the Spanish Civil War. Egypt's Coptic Christians, who make up between 10% and 20% of Egypt's population of 80 million, make up many of the recent Christian martyrs. In two recent attacks by Muslim gunmen and mobs, 8 cops were shot in Nag Hammadi in 2010 and 21 killed in rioting in Qosheh in 2000. The ISIS victims are depicted next to the thrones of Jesus on banners, which are suspended inside and outside the church in Al-Aur. Like tens of thousands of other Egyptians, Kamal's brothers, Bashoy Estafanis Kamel, 25, and Samuel Estafanis Kamel, 22, had gone to Libya in search of work they could not find at home. Even in recent years of turmoil, Libya's oil-based economy continued to draw workers, especially from Egypt's poorer regions. In Al-Aur, average residents earn between 25 and 30 Egyptian pounds a day, $3 to $4. "It's a hard life," says Bashir Kamel. "If you don't work all day, you don't eat at night." Both brothers had completed 2 years of university, earning diplomas in industry and agriculture respectfully, but could not find gainful employment in Minya. A few months after completing his mandatory military service, Samuel followed his older brother to Libya, where they worked as laborers in the city of Sirte, living among other Egyptian workers. In December, the murder of an Egyptian Coptic doctor and his wife in Sirte punctured the workers' sense of security. According to their older brother, Bashoy and Samuel Kamel had planned to return home to Egypt as soon as possible. Then, on December 29th, 7 cops were kidnapped from a minibus taking them back to Egypt. A second group was seized from their lodgings in Sirte days later. Bashir Kamel speculates that members of the first group of hostages disclosed the location of the workers' housing under torture. The night of the release of the execution video, the village priest, Father Makar Issa, went from house to house in an attempt to comfort the families. "There was wailing in every street, every alleyway," he says. "People were shocked." According to Issa, his congregants' sorrow gave way within days to a kind of joy expressed at the men's martyrdom. On the third day after the video, people gathered in the church. "The women were congratulating each other," he says. As they left the church, women ululated. "I am certain it has a positive effect, not a negative effect," said Issa. "In the month and a half when the people were kidnapped, the whole congregation was coming to the church to pray for their return. But in their prayers later on, they asked that if they died, they died for their faith. And that's what happened. The congregation is actually growing, psychologically and spiritually." Several relatives of the victims applaud Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi's decision to bomb ISIS targets in eastern Libya within hours of the release of the execution video. "It's an honor to us that our government did not let their blood be spilled cheaply," says Bashir Kamel. "We feel proud." Egypt remains polarized in the wake of the military takeover led by Sisi, in which elected Islamic President Mohamed Morsi was deposed in July 2013. But a powerful coalition stands behind Sisi, who has vowed to combat militancy. Babawi Youssef, 35, a teacher at a local private school whose two brothers were also killed, echoes Kamel's sentiment. "We feel proud of our president, Sisi. We feel he is keeping us safe." Sopi Gatas Hana, whose cousin was killed, says he wants the world to stand with Egypt. We feel comforted by Sisi's stance. He ordered the military to strike Libya directly after the video was published, he says. We want the whole world to stand beside Sisi in his fight against terrorism.